Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to get leaner, more muscular, fitter, healthier, faster on a 100% plant-based diet. Today is January 5th, 2015. Breaking news for you. An article was sent to me today by my wife, veganmedicaldoctor.com. She sent me an article that showed that Marilyn Monroe wasn't even close to a size 12. You know, for many, many years, as long as I can remember, conversations around Marilyn Monroe, especially her size, always referred to her as being between a size 12 and a 16, supporting the idea that bigger is beautiful. And that's true. It's absolutely true. Because you know why? Beauty is something that you define. But let's talk about the facts here. Get this. So she wasn't even close to a size 12 by today's standards. Back in 1950, she was a size 12, but a size 12 then isn't even close to a size 12 today. Her dressmaker came out, and they were able to publish what Marilyn Monroe's true size in inches were. She was a 35 bust, 22 waist, and a 35 hips. Now, to give you an idea of what that translates to, her body was very similar to Elizabeth Hurley's. Elizabeth Hurley's measurements are 34, 24, 34. Marilyn's 35, 22, 35. So Marilyn had, her bust was an inch bigger, her waist was 2 inch thinner, and her hips were 1 inch bigger than Elizabeth Hurley's. So Marilyn Monroe, even by today's standard, definitely, definitely curvy. Oh my goodness. Kind of, you would think Kim Kardashian, but more scaled down, you know, just looking at the proportions between the waist and the hips and the waist and the bust. Pretty cool. Now, her size, though, get this. If you are a 35, 22, 35, that means that you are fitting in size 4 clothes. If you have a 22-inch waist, that means that you are fitting in size 0 and below jeans. Now, that is totally different than what the conversations that have revolved around her over the past few decades actually showed. Those conversations referred to her as being a size 12, which, you know, those would indicate that she was a much bigger person. But now that we have the facts, her weight fluctuated between 115 and 120 pounds. She stood 5 foot, 5.5 inches. If you're 5 foot, 5.5 inches, 115, 120 pounds, you're not on the bigger side. Not by any stretch of the imagination. I know this might ruffle some feathers for some people, and here's why. Because you look at Marilyn Monroe, and she's been an icon for beauty and sexiness for decades. And it has always been fascinating that almost every time her beauty was mentioned, her size was also mentioned as well. She was a size 12. But the problem is this. She was a size 12 in 1950. You see, in 1950, they had this thing called universal sizes. So that meant that the size of a size 12 was, there was a standard for what a size 12 was. That means you had to be so many inches. So if you were 35, 22, 35, you were a size 12. That's it. And it's the same across all clothing manufacturers. But then in the 1980s, the U.S. Department of Commerce decided to get rid of the uniform sizing system. So what that meant was this, that if you're a 35, 22, 35, clothing companies could make that size, those dimensions, any size they wanted to. So what did they do? They started dropping down the size of their units to, well, get this. For those of you who aren't familiar, between 1950 and 1980, Americans just got fatter and fatter and fatter and fatter in general. And the equivalent of like a size 2 back then, well, you weren't even seeing those. You weren't even watching those people come into the stores. They started to disappear. But at the same time, they didn't want women feeling bad about themselves by saying, hey, I'm sorry, but so you know, what was a size, if you were a size 12 back then, they didn't want the average person who at that point was no longer 12 to 16. There were more like, you know, as years went by, it started climbing up. So the average person walking in the store was between like an 18 and a 24. Women didn't want to buy clothing that said that they were a size 24. So clothing companies responded because they were allowed to. The uniform sizing system was eliminated. So they could just say, oh, okay, well, if you're a bigger woman, you're actually a smaller size. So what happened was sizes got bigger. A size 4 started to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So if Marilyn were alive today, she would be wearing a size 4 garment. Her jeans at a 22-inch waist would be size 0 or below. Again, she was only 150 and 120 pounds, and she stood 5 foot, 5.5 inches tall. So she wasn't a bigger person. She was just as thin and as tiny as many models, not fitness models, but many models that you see today that are on the front cover of magazines. Again, she had a body that was very close to Elizabeth Hurley today. And we're not talking relative. I mean, this is if Marilyn Monroe were alive today, exactly the same size that she was, not scaled down or anything. Pretty neat stuff, huh? But what's the big takeaway on this? It's real simple. Size does not define your beauty. The size that you are, whatever that is, that's now you know this. I mean, now you know that there's companies that are determining what sizes are. That doesn't define your beauty. It doesn't matter if you're a 4 or a 12 or a 16 or a 24. By any standard, today's or back in the 1950s, beauty is defined by you, ladies and gentlemen. What's important is not to focus on what size you are, but to simply ask yourself the question, are you happy with where you are today? Is there somewhere else you would rather be? Because I'm going to tell you right now, it is absolutely okay to be exactly where you are. But if you would rather be somewhere else, if you would rather have your fitness level somewhere else, if you'd rather have your body somewhere else, your dimensions somewhere else, it is not okay to stay there then. And that's for nobody else's reason except your own. That's it. If you're not happy where you are, it's not okay for you to stay where you are. My friend, do something about it. Get the help that you need. Go seek the coaching that you need. Seek the motivation. What is it? All right, is it a lack of knowledge that's keeping you from where you want to go? Then go seek that knowledge. I want to be your resource. We've got plenty of those things. Is it a lack of motivation? No problem. Go seek out. Go find groups. Go find people that are willing to help motivate you. Over here at the Vegan Body Revolution, we want to help you do that. We're going to set up an accountability group, another one. I don't know if you saw this, but I mentioned it yesterday. I just posted up a picture of one of our students who sent me in his results. He had his before and after picture of 5 weeks doing the Vegan Muscle Project, and he was implementing a brand new system that I've been developing over the past few months called the Fast Mass System. It's part of the Vegan Muscle Project. It won't be for long. We're going to be separating that out from Tori Washington's competition mass plan. But if you're listening to this right now, and if you go to veganmuscleproject.com, if the price is $145, you can get both programs for the same price. But I guarantee you're not going to be able to get both programs for that amount. Very long. We're going to be separating those out into two programs. But the Fast Mass program, you got to see the results of this. Getting more muscular while staying lean. Oh my goodness. You got to see what Eric Stolt did for himself. You go to the Facebook fan page, you can see the post right there. It was yesterday, January 4th, I posted it up. But that's about motivation. That's about having the right tools. It's about having the right knowledge so that you can achieve the body that you want if you're not happy with where you are today. And this goes with every aspect of success. It doesn't matter if it's money. It doesn't matter if it's health. But if you're not happy with where you are right now, that is not okay. It is absolutely not okay. It's time to make a change. Speaking of change, I want to mention a free course that I've had available, but I haven't really talked about too much, that's available over at veganbodyrevolution.com. Speaking of change, let's help you change your metabolism. You want to make it a lot easier for you to lose weight. A lot of people, right after the new year, they want to lose weight. That's one of the number one goals. You want to lose weight, you want to be able to build muscle at the same time, but you really want to get lean. Let's get shredded. Come on, let's get shredded. One of the first places to start is with your metabolism. And let me show you how to raise your metabolism. I got a free course for you. Go to veganbodyrevolution.com and then you basically find in the navigation, look for it. There's a link that says free courses. And what I want you to do is check out a free course that I have for you. It's a full 45-minute recording that steps you through how to raise your metabolism at any age. Doesn't matter if you think you have a bad metabolism. Doesn't matter if you think that you're too old for it. In this course, you're going to be able to determine if you've got some of the symptoms of a fast or slow metabolism. It's called Leaner, Fitter, Healthier at Any Age. Go ahead and go to veganbodyrevolution.com, find free classes, and then look for that link underneath there, Leaner, Fitter, Healthier at Any Age. Click on that and put in your email, and I'll send you the recording right away. And that way you can start getting into, you can start listening to it and going through the training. And I'm going to teach you one of my favorite smoothies that has helped me and many, many, many of my students, including my father, start losing weight right away without even adding in anything more than just a little bit of walking here and there. It's available for you right now. Go to veganbodyrevolution.com. Also, too, what do we got going on? Oh, my goodness, we're a couple months away from, not even that long, shoot, weeks away from our Metabolic Mastery here in Austin, Texas, 2015. We're looking at the second of the last weekend in February. I'm waiting from the venue to get those dates confirmed, and once I do, I'll be blasting it all over. I'll be sending you an email, putting it up on our Facebook fan page. And speaking of which, if you haven't already, come join the conversation. Go to our Facebook fan page. I'm posting up stuff every single day. Go to veganbodyrevolution.com, and you'll find our social media link right there and start connecting in. I'd love to hear from you. Speaking of 2015 resolutions, we are this year we're going to be doing some big things, and we are looking for partners. Here's what we're looking at. I mean, if you are an amazing t-shirt designer, if you're an amazing web designer, if you're a social media expert, if you influence or have access to large audiences that are veg curious or into the vegan lifestyle or into getting fitter, leaner, healthier, more muscular, especially on a vegan diet, we want to partner with you. And this is why, because I believe in the power of partnerships. I believe that we can get and spread our message of health and of ethics and morality and helping save this planet all at the same time with the more people that we can reach out to. I'd love to help you, and I'd love to be able to help others by spreading this message. So what do you say? We have a conversation and see what we can do together. Yeah, do you have a vegan product or a service that's amazing? Let's talk. Let's see what you got. Let's see if it's something that we can help get out there to as many people as possible, as long as it adds a ton of value to people's lives. So feel free to contact me. Go to veganbodyrevolution.com, find the contact link, send me an email if you wish, or you can message me on our fan page. I'd love to hear about you, hear about your business, and hear about what we can do together. So that's it, folks. I want to thank you again for tuning in. This is Thomas Tadlock, host of the Vegan Body Revolution Show and veganbodyrevolution.com, and I will catch you on the next podcast.